is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are at this moment in time. I'd like to start by opening sacred space. To the winds of the south, great serpent Satchamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle Wolbun, condor Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, thin, burden-winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide us in this healing time. Guide all who hear this message that they may receive, be awakened and enlightened to whatever comes through on my message today. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the multiverses. I'm one of over 7 billion spirits blessed to be chosen as a participant in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension, as so are all of you. I've been blessed to be a communicator, a translator, a clarifier, and a support at this critical time in history, guiding and assisting others in their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I no longer need to wear labels saying who I am because I'm confident that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am. Again, I encourage you to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of humanity. As I write this, I understand more and more the significance of this clear statement of my divinity and oneness with Creator. I, like millions of others, have been selected to be a way shower during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. I am awakened and I call out to others who may, so that they may be shaken out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. I'd like to also call upon Archangel Michael. I ask you, Michael, please surround all who are listening to this message with light and lift off the negative energies or entities. Please bring in the light and lift off the negative energies and entities to all who are listening. Again, surround all with the light and lift off any negative energies or entities. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are, our hero's journey. And the band plays on. We are now watching, waiting, questioning what exactly is going on and when. When are we going to see and hear about the great reveal? Only to be told and shown that it's here, right in plain sight, for all to see when you're ready. The readiness, my dear listeners, comes from within. It's not to be found in Trump's speech on the 15th, at least not in the superficial words he spoke. It's much deeper and can only be discerned through your heart. I too waver. I too go through times of doubt and question everything. I too cry tears of frustration, isolation, and longing for change. And when those moments pass through my own prayers going within, the fog clears once again and I see the light. I see the love. I see the truth that opens before me and I regain hope and trust, knowing that all is well and we are on this magnificent trajectory, raising our frequencies and changing our world. The most recent earthly event that I must speak to is the speech that President Trump gave at 9 p.m. last Wednesday, November 15th. His message for those who can look beyond the words was one of hope, one of love. He is not the savior of our country nor the world, but he is a powerful voice calling out to all that we must come together. We must take charge. We must take action and stand up for what we want and value. None of this has ever been about any savior, whether it was Jesus, Buddha, Archangel Michael, our beloved Saint Germain, or President Trump. We need to take responsibility individually and collectively to stand in our power. We each must believe and wear the cloak of sovereign beings. We possess the supreme and ultimate power over ourselves. That power is not to be given over to anyone else. We must put on that armor, that garment, that cloak to shield us from outside influence or interference. We must realize who we are and what our powers are. And all the answers lie within each one of us. As we come to our own knowing, trusting the power we each hold, then we can come together collectively, sharing our individual strengths and gifts with each other to build our new earth. It is happening now. It is occurring already. It has been underway for a very long time. And so many wonderful, positive things are evolving if we just look more closely with a discerning eye beyond the veils that shrouded, clouded, and deluded us for so long. The dark was loud. The dark was a false prophet, blaring its lies on mainstream media, throughout social media, and in our movies and TVs for so long, it blocked out the messages our higher self was trying to send to us. Then add the busyness, the 40 to 60 hour work weeks so many engaged in to get ahead or to compete, or just to merely survive. It was incessant. Thus, so many couldn't hear the quiet, soothing voice within that spoke the truth of what really was important. I trust that our inner voice, with those of our patient guides, angels, and galactic families, are finally reaching the masses who have for so long been deluded and manipulated. And so the change is becoming more evident to a larger portion of humanity as to how we were deceived. The truth is upon us, and we are moving forward into the light that is growing in intensity moment by moment. When I encourage you month after month to go within, to meditate, to spend time in nature, it was to assist you in extricating yourselves from the deep state narrative so you could begin to think for yourself and become autonomous. What does it even mean to be autonomous? Well, one definition refers to a country or region having the freedom to govern itself or control its own affairs, having the freedom to act independently. In Greek, autonomos means having its own laws, not controlled by others or by outside forces, independent, self-directed, self-governing, having the power to make one's own decisions. That is where we are going. That is the desired outcome. Thinking for ourselves, being controlled or manipulated any longer. That's what went wrong. Others used fear and power to take us over. So many of us are finally demanding our autonomy. That must be one of the basic premises underlying the creation of our new earth. The new earth is here, yet so many are still influenced by the old, outdated rhetoric that continues to blast out, hoping to stop the collapse of the dark that is happening now right in front of us. In the United States, we just underwent another bogus, illegal midterm election. The absurdity of broken machines, running out of paper, running out of ink, a pipe bursting last minute at a voting site on election day, and then the ridiculousness of some states allowing votes to continue to come in and be counted until November 15th in some places and 16th in another state. Then the endless recounts, hand counts, that have resulted in so many of the early and expected results to be totally flipped days after the election. Seriously? Are you taking this seriously? Are you appalled by the farce? Yet this movie has been playing out so that more and more will awaken. The movie had to be shown so that those who have been so blinded and asleep can't help but see the truth of what has occurred over and over for hundreds of years in the U.S., 200 I should say, and throughout the world. Through family, we're connected to Brazil, where thousands upon thousands in Brazil are standing up for their rights. It hasn't yet permeated the consciousness of our family members here, the truth of the manipulation, and that the same deceit is happening in the United States. They are still programmed, but I trust and pray that they too will awaken soon. I'm beginning to see more groups coming forward, voicing similar views to mine. These platforms are calling people together to expect and require the truth. There is a call for unity. These groups are encouraging us to focus on what we agree upon, not upon our differences. I believe this dialogue popping up on so many platforms is more far-reaching in its goal than is realized by anyone. It's a call to arms, saying we must all stand in our power and take back the truth of our world and who we truly are. These platforms acknowledge that the Galactic Alliance, the White Hats, the Good Military have done much that was way beyond our ability. But now it's clear that it's our turn to step up. People, we are powerful beyond imagining, and that is being reinforced over and over, encouraging we, the people, to unite. We are not small, insignificant beings. We are all equal, and we need to work together now. This call to arms that we take back our power is finally being echoed by more and more groups. This is the Great Awakening. The truth doesn't belong to any select group. It belongs to all of us. Now is the time for us to stand in our power and take back our planet. Many who study, read, and research, like I do, have a great deal of knowledge, but we haven't been privy to the depth and details that will bring ultimate clarity and understanding. The point of the latest dialogues on these platforms and the concern they are voicing has great validity. All the truth needs to be delivered to humanity. It's time. But why isn't the truth coming forth more fully? The lame excuse spoken by many controllers is claiming that humanity must remain ignorant or there will be civil war. People, it's the lies that have always been how all the wars were started. Truth doesn't start a war. There is no need to fear when the truth emerges. It will bring enlightenment to humanity. We are ready for the truth to come out now. One day following Trump's speech, more began flooding forward, at least briefly. Finally, members of the House of Representatives who are going, coming into power in January, are calling for the investigation into Joe Biden and his family for everything from treason to human trafficking. This is the beginning of the great reveal that those of us who are awakened have been waiting for. On the same day, Nancy Pelosi stepped down as Speaker of the House. This is not a choice like the mainstream media presented it. This is orchestrated. She will no longer hold any position of leadership. And actually, if you know the truth, in reality, she hasn't even been in the Senate for a long while. In Trump's speech prior to her announcement, Trump said she was fired and is going to another country. How many of you picked up on that? How many of you understood what that meant? We are being told truth, but it's still so cryptic that only a select group understand the message. Many must look to someone else to decipher the meaning. I believe it's time we all come together like the thousands upon thousands in Brazil are doing. It doesn't need to be a huge old school 3D protest, but it needs to happen in some form. We need to demand the big truths are no longer hidden from humanity. It needs to start here in the United States and be spread throughout the world. And it needs to happen now. Albert Einstein came through a channel with beautiful insight that is worth sharing. He knew much during his time on Earth, but humanity was not yet ready, nor would they have understood the knowledge that he longed to divulge. Speaks of love as the fabric of all things. We are the linchpins for the Earth equation. The variable is the increase in light. We are love and light embodied, anchoring the greater light from source and bridging it into the lesser light realms here on Earth. He acknowledges that these are bumpy times because a variety of forces are colliding, still vying for our attention and our life force. He encourages us to accept where we are. We are all on a hero's journey. Earth is accelerating and love is becoming more fully embodied in this realm. He assures us that it will not always be roadblocks and bumps, but we must love the moment we are in. Love our own inner wounds. All the woundings of this realm are coming up for the bandage, for the love, liking it to the mother who attends to the scrape of a child, soothing and healing it with her love. All things are up for review in a way. Earth is becoming more quantum, and because we're opening up our human vessels to more light and love, and we are becoming the quantum force, Einstein calls on us to allow the light to work its way out through and into us. And he shares that we are being cheered on and well-loved by many intergalactics. He also says that this isn't the greatest show on Earth. Earth is the greatest show in the multiverse. Wow. How do we move forward now, clearing the remaining residue that lies within us? What most aren't aware of is that our body stores a lot of emotions. We can assist these hidden emotions to come to the surface so they can be expressed. Unfortunately, our thinking often keeps these feelings hidden and locked within. The programming is obvious to me on many levels. And one clear message we were constantly given was to think about it. Even as a child, we were sent to our room or into a corner to think about what we did. We were never taught to feel and express our feelings about what had just occurred. Thus, our emotions from our very earliest years got locked up within, and our mind was the jailkeeper. Think about it, but don't dare feel it, most especially if you're a male. I came across one beautiful practice that I'd like to share with you now to help unlock these hidden emotions for release. I'd like to start by asking you to take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a moment, and then release it slowly through your mouth. Excellent. I'm going to ask you to repeat this a few more times on your own. And as you're doing this with those nice deep breaths, abdominal breaths, make yourself as comfortable as possible and relax your body. Now become aware of your hands, your feet, the way you're breathing. The more relaxed you can be, the easier these emotions can surface. Now allow your awareness to descend down through your jaw and throat into your chest very softly, like a gentle breeze. Bring that awareness into your abdomen, down into your thighs, your knees, your feet, knowing this flow continues down deep into Mother Earth. Know that there's a flow of life running through you, this amazing energy that is way beyond your mind. It's a natural, essential part of your being. Your body, without interference from the mind, knows this natural flow. Now let's explore abundance from the level of your body and soul. Imagine that you're walking in a beautiful place in nature. Your feet are bare, and you're aware of the earth beneath your feet. You feel the sunshine on your skin and hear the sounds of nature all around you. You are totally relaxed and focused on the light of the sun coming in from above. And you stop and tap into that inner dimension of the sun and feel the sunshine move into you and go deep into your heart. Allow it to awaken and remind you of the abundance that is present in your own heart. Remember what it feels like to be joyful, carefree, playful. Compare this to how nature feels about the animals, the plants, the flowers. There's no judgment or heaviness in nature. There is no worry or division, only unity in nature that is found in the present moment. True abundance is an inner quality that can be found in this joy and freedom. Now, don't limit your dreams. Ask yourself, what gives me the most joy in life? What makes me feel excited, happy, like a child? Allow that energy of joy to permeate your being and settle deep within. This is what true abundance is about. It's that simple, yet magical. You have the power to find that joy and allow it. If you really believe in yourself, all will flow forth in great abundance. Meditations like this can be very powerful. It's important to believe that you can release much of the emotions that we have locked up within us by opening to the joy within, raising your frequency to such a level that these old heavy emotions can no longer hold on and are released. However, what I discovered in my work is that there are also outside influences block us from accessing these emotions. One that I discovered are ancestors who have passed but have not crossed over. They tap into the chakra system of family and sometimes close friends as an energy source. These ancestral attachments block and leech our energy, causing mental, physical, and or emotional illnesses. I don't hold all the knowledge of how and why this happens, but I'm coming to suspect that very dark entities underlie this occurrence. Due to these attachments, and there are other unseen influences, many have difficulty in accessing their innermost emotional blocks. In my work, I discovered that by crossing these spirits, and when I do, I literally extricate them from the demonic attachments that are holding them. That's what I'm beginning to know. And when they finally cross, one is finally freed from this control and can move forward in clearing energies that have been locked up within for a very long time. Last week, I worked with a client whose response demonstrates the powerful effect that can be achieved when spirits have finally crossed and one is freed of uninvited energies. During the session, after I crossed a spirit that had been attached to my client for a long time, she shared that her whole left side finally released some energy blocks that she's noted have been there for years. And no matter what other practices she went through, she couldn't release that area. When that had happened, she then got a clear message. And I quote, "I'm not trapped. I'm allowed. I deserve love and joy. I can experience all." Needless to say, she was quite excited about the results. The message this client received during her healing session mirrored exactly what the channeled message shared in the meditation practice above. And I quote, this channeled message said, "I am allowed to have this joy to feel this way," end of quote. We need to give ourselves permission to tap into our freedom. We can only find that joy and allow ourselves to have it if we really believe in ourselves. It's vital to realize that we are all good enough to live a life in joy and abundance. We were so deceived by the dark for eons. The messages came in the form of societal standards, demands, and requirements. The voice of society told us we had to be good. We had to work hard. We had to perform. We had to prove ourselves to gain any rewards, which in retrospect were meager at best. We were also told we had to grow up and not be childish. Oh, don't go and be a dreamer people, that was a false message. That was a lie. That was not the voice of nature or the voice of our soul. We were pulled out of the natural flow of our being. Now, it's vital that we ask ourselves, finally, what do I want? What really gives me joy? What I know is we're now well into the fourth dimension and are no longer controlled or governed by this society. Now it's just a matter of realizing that we are free and can manifest and create anything at all we desire now, now. As we break free, abundance in all its forms is there waiting for us to allow it. And it doesn't have to come from anyone else. It's there. It's ours. And we need to believe that. One channeled message sums this up beautifully. And I quote, "The truth is that if you listen to your heart's joy, you will bless other people with your joy, and you will be an example to other people. They may be afraid when they see someone who dares to break free and who pursues their own path, but in the end, it's every person's mission to find their own heart's voice." And I'm sure as I walk around in the markets, I probably make a lot of people afraid, especially those masked ones. But this is how we take back the truth, people. This is how we live autonomously as sovereign beings. This is how we move forth creating this new earth that unfolds before us. This is our hero's journey. We're being called upon now to spearhead a movement that will result in the shaking up of society. This message I read is from the Ninth Dimensional Arcturian Council that I read just about daily, says that this spearhead movement will be done simply by coming together as awakened individuals as well as collective with our own vision of a better tomorrow. We're here on this hero's journey not to blame, complain, or lament the past, but to come up with positive solutions now that will shape and create a society that works for everyone. They have called upon us. We are being chosen to make this happen. And they want us to know and feel that we have the power to do this simply by holding the intention, focusing, and maintaining the vibration of the desire we each have for a better society for all. We are being reminded that we have the strength and ability to lead humanity in so many pivotal ways to bring about the massive changes that we want to see. We must believe that with our focus and attention, we are capable of creating an extraordinary new earth. And folks, If you're here listening, if you're hearing this, you are part of those being called upon to spearhead this movement. I'm not doing it by myself. We're all in this together. That's why you're here. Well, there's a lot going on. We're in November. And for those of us in the United States, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 24th. Although this is an American holiday, it's the perfect time to remind everyone that gratitude given daily is essential for maintaining a high frequency. We can all take time to appreciate our friends, family, or simply a quiet day of relaxation and reflection. It's a reminder that fun, food, activities, or rest are there to be appreciated. With all that's going on and all the fear that's still being propagated, we must take time to trust and believe we are not alone. We are supported and loved by so many beyond our sight. And Mother, Father, God accepts and loves us unconditionally. This is the perfect time to shine our light upon the dark and amplify the positive vibrations of the light that is flowing to Earth. This is the ideal time to remind ourselves that peace, harmony, balance, and love will prevail as we place our attention upon these positive feelings. It will enhance and expand the light amidst the darkness, the harmony despite the chaos, and we will witness more profoundly the beauty, love, and grace before us. I would be remiss if I didn't address what's happening on an astrological level. The powerful energies of the lunar eclipse on November 8th, I hear, will last for 6 months and is helping to further our internal transformations. This lunar eclipse came on the heels of the solar eclipse on October 25th. And the new moon. So this denotes the tremendous change that we're in the midst of. We're stepping into Sagittarius tomorrow, and I'm not going to claim to understand it all. I listen to specific astrological people who I trust, and Braca Goldstein, I think her name is one of them, who's amazing. Well, tomorrow, November 22nd, is when we step into Sagittarius, and it's followed by a new moon on the 23rd, just 2 days away. And this Sagittarius energies are lifting us into more free-spirited energy and optimism, with the new moon opening us up to new beginnings. And when I listened to Braca, she talked about this time as so uplifting, positive, optimistic, wonderful, enlightening. So after hearing her and hearing her wonderful energy, she does a video. It's beautiful. She's beautiful. I was it enhanced my feelings and belief and knowing about what this time that we're right here, right now, what is going on now. And it goes along with everything that I've been saying and hearing and seeing. It is the perfect time for humanity to embrace new ideas. And then what happens is we move into December. The full moon will be on December 7th, and following that is 12/12, another powerful portal. So people realize, yes, this light is coming in, and yes, like Einstein said, we're the embodiment of this light and love. And we see it in the astrological signs. It's all interconnected. Remember, I've said before, as above, so below. It's a mirror. It's all connected. We're not sitting on this little spot in the universe, the multiverses, alone and disconnected. It's all connected. Two nights ago, as I was just dozing off, I received a message from my higher self. I jumped up, and I know if I went off to sleep, I'd never remember it, and I recorded it on my audio on my phone very quickly, and I'd like to share that with you. It starts with divine timing, and you know that I've spoken of this divine timing, that everything's going to happen in this divine timing. Well, I just got some great clarity. Divine timing. We forget that we are the divine. We are a part of Source. We are all one. It's our timing. It's as we're ready. And it's as we're ready on the inside within us. Those of us who are further along, we're enlightening faster. When we reach a certain point, that divine timing will determine the shift, which I believe is going to be miraculous and swift. It'll just happen. Message continues. This is not where we are yet, but that's where we're going, because we are those divine ones, and in our divinity, we are all one. Combined energy of the one will determine how things occur, when things occur. It's determining everything. So we have choices we could make to help ourselves, knowing that each one of us is a cell within this divine oneness. We are like a cell, like an atom. We are all each part of the whole. That certainly clarifies a lot for me. We've been waiting. What's going to happen up there? Who's going to say this? Who's going to do that? How is it going to play out? When is it going to come? When are we going to be told, shown, announced? It's not out there. Although we, including me at times, start searching, waiting for someone, something, some voice, some channeled message, something out there to tell me. That's not where it is within all of us. And we're all part of this. We're all determining this, which makes us awesome, which makes us beyond imagining, which explains why we all are here. Because it's divinity, because we're all part of this divinity. We all matter. Not one voice out there. All together, in unison, in unity. There's a few other things I have time to share. It depends upon where you live, but I will tell you, this weather control is continuing. I believe that this was put into motion a long time ago and is playing out, and that's why we are experiencing some incredible things that we've never experienced. Last night, I'm in Central New Hampshire. Last night, it went down to 11 degrees. We have barely seen days that are close to or above 40 degrees, and we're only in November. We're just past mid-November. This is not what I recall, people. This is not normal. None of this is normal. But I believe it was all programmed ahead of time, so that even though much of this, most of it, I believe, is in control of us, of the light, a lot of this still has to, is playing out. And that's what we're experiencing now. Again, I wanted to go for a walk, but the wind yesterday was blowing so hard, and it barely reached 33 degrees for a moment. And then again today, I mean, the 32 degrees are high. Might, I don't know if it's getting to 34, but it's a raw cold that permeates your being. I don't ever remember anything like this. I've been up here over 17 years now. And as a child, I lived in Connecticut, Southern Connecticut. I don't remember anything like this. So I'm in this microcosm of New Hampshire, but I'm sure so many others are seeing, feeling, oh, yeah, the snow that came off of, I'm reminded what 66 inches that for those in the States might have heard in Buffalo, New York, lake effect. Yeah, 66 inches of snow. 5 days ago, a few days ago, that's not the norm. But we have to get through all of this and trust that it's not going to go on and on and on. We will have closure to this. I know it. And we can all help bring that closure together by each doing our part. I'd like to end on a personal note. In my last broadcast, I shared that my daughter was getting married on November 2nd in the Florida Keys. I will tell you, we did a tremendous amount of driving, like, can we say eight, not in a row, but over a couple of weeks. And there were several concerns about this event that did cross my mind for months prior to this. However, I was mindful to constantly hold in my thoughts and to speak of and often voice out loud to my daughter when she was concerned about anything. I kept saying it's going to be wonderful and all would work out perfectly. Well, I want to share that although a few days before the wedding, as we got to the resort, a few glitches appeared briefly, but on rehearsal day and my daughter's wedding day, all played out perfectly, including the weather. The following week, by the way, it rained. My daughter was an exquisite bride, and during the ceremony where I was seated, I could see my son-in-law's eyes expressing great love. And I want to add one more piece. I was blessed to see my son for the first time in 6 years. And he chose to walk me down the aisle to my seat. So what I believed and held in my heart for months upon months, I was able to manifest in a most beautiful and amazing way. We can all do this. Our power to manifest what we desire is at its highest point now. We can bring in whatever we believe and choose to. That's how we are and will continue to co-create our new earth. We will be doing it together, dreaming our world into being. Trust and believe in the powerful gifts that you, we each hold and utilize. These gifts will carry us into a world of love and light. Satchamama, gratitude to the winds of the west. Otorongo, gratitude. Ancient ones and hummingbird, gratitude. Woban and Apuchin, gratitude. Satchamama, gratitude. The Star Nation's great spirit, all of you, gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you for bearing witness. I am the love. I am the light. I am the truth. I am. Blessings and namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.